BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily, including some lengthy chat about your first kiss. Chris has got a really weird one. Also, we've got Real or No Real with Danny Howard and Innuendo Bingo with Louise Pentland, that sprinkle of glitter off of the internet. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. I'm so proud of you, Chris Stark.
Honestly, one of the most terrifying experiences of my life, being on Mastermind.
So Chris was in Manchester yesterday filming Celebrity Mastermind.
Yeah.
And without giving away too much, the other celebrities, nice or...?
Kind of intimidating, way cleverer than me.
Yeah.
That was to be expected. Also, walked into the room, they have like a green room that you go in beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on my own, but everyone else had family and friends.
Okay.
So it was quite hard to, what's the phrase, see the wood from the trees as to which one was the celebrity and which weren't. And that's no offence to them.
Oh, were they not famous?
And I'm sure they were thinking the same with me. It's just, no, I'm sure they're famous in their fields. I just wasn't 100% when I first walked in. Who were the celebrities and who weren't?
Right. And did they think the same about you?
They probably walked in there like, oh.
Right.
And one of the people that I singled out as looking like a celebrity because he was wearing a leather jacket.
Mm. That's always the way.
I recognised that dude and suddenly thought, oh my God, it's Steve Brookstein.
First winner of the X Factor.
The ranty one.
Yeah.
So I Google searched pictures of him and then was like sure it was him.
Right.
So to try and make a friend, I started calling him Steve.
Oh no.
But he wasn't Steve Brookstein.
Well, who was he?
He was the brother of a Paralympic hero who was appearing on the show.
But you were like, all right,
Lee
Steve.
Pearson.
Right.
So so that was a frosty start.
Right. And did he correct you on the name at all, or?
What, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't remember what his name is. But shout out if you're listening right now. Anyways, pleasure to meet you.
Okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris was on Celebrity Mastermind, which you can see over the Christmas period. I reckon you'll be on, like, the day after Boxing Day.
Do you think?
Yeah.
It's not a Christmas Day thing?
It's not on After the Queen.
Rubbish.
But it's in that bit between Christmas and New Year.
Mm.
Do you feel pleased with your performance?
I feel like I'm not allowed to say it about the result.
Mm.
So they basically said I can talk about it, but I've got to talk about it in one flat tone.
Okay.
So
we don't know if you won or not.
Could have done better.
Right. Let's talk about the...
Maybe.
The long, slow walk to the big black chair there.
Oh, so you've done this show before.
Oh, it's terrifying.
It's a really long walk, plus the audience at that point don't clap.
No, they're not allowed to clap. So it's like the longest walk of your life because it's silent.
So it all went wrong at the start when I stood up. I was the second person on. Stood up to do the walk to the chair and got to the chair. And they were like, sorry, Chris, can we do that again? So clearly I've done something wrong in that walk.
Well, they weren't happy with your walk.
They just didn't like the walk.
So you had to do it again.
Well, because it's really hard. This is going to sound ridiculous, but it's really hard to walk when you're very self-conscious.
Yeah, and everyone's looking at you and it's silent.
Silent audience, this big spotlight on you. I don't know what it must have looked like.
Let's talk about your specialist subject, please.
The specialist subject I went for was Scott Mills. Which I cannot believe.
Right.
I cannot believe they let me do. And I think the other contestants were kind of disgusted.
Yeah.
By that.
I mean, they take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Now, we've known about this for a few days, but not been allowed to say it. So over the last few days, I've been like, I've been testing Chris on me all the time. It's like you've been cramming for an exam, but about me. It's so weird.
I've got so much useless information in my head about Scott because I really wanted to revise. So I read the book in a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I've been Googling all sorts. There's stuff I've found out about you that I never knew before, actually.
Oh, really?
Because admittedly, I only skim read the book before. No offence to it or you or anything or your life story.
Mm. Let's do a quiz now. This will show you how dedicated Chris has been over the last week or so. How old was I when I joined Hospital Radio?
12.
Correct. What's the name of my mum?
Sandra.
Correct. What's the name of my dad?
Pete. These are easy ones.
Brother?
Wes. I've met them all.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Name of my dance partner on Strictly?
Joanne Clifton.
Oh, man, you are so good at this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is Louise Pentland, a.k.a. Sprinkle of Glitter. Hi, love.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in. You are rustling like
so
a mad
rustling.
One.
Sorry, I'm going to try to be really still, but I am wearing, a plastic bag.
So did you...
Got clothes on underneath for that are just listening. I'm fully dressed underwood.
But did you actually come to Radio 1 like that?
Yes.
Or did you do it here?
I put this on at home in Northampton and got the train here in a plastic... No, of course I didn't.
Oh.
I did it here. One of your lovely assistants gave me a... She said, have you got your spare clothes? And I went, what? No.
Oh, that's such a rookie mistake.
Yeah, so I've got a plastic bag. She gave me a plastic bag and some scissors and I just styled this up.
But you could do a range like that now.
Yes,
that,
I could.
That for me screams opportunity.
Yeah. That's a positive way to think. Glass half full.
That's right.
Excuse the pun.
I've got your new DVD in my hand.
Oh, good. You should buy it.
Same.
Well, I don't need to have got it, but everyone else should.
Yeah.
So what is it, like a live show?
Yeah, I did a live theatre show. It's mainly mainly comedy-based. It started off a bit audience interaction-y last year, but now it's just a lot more comedy and a little bit of audience interaction, and there's a bit of inspiration about body positivity as well. But mostly, it's just a fun DVD. It's lols.
Isn't stand-up really scary?
I really like it, actually.
Do you?
Yeah, the things that most people find really easy, like filling out forms and such, or driving, or doing the food shopping, I find really challenging. But things like that, that's what I like to do.
Right, okay. So, like, I'll just get on a stage. It's much easier than driving.
Well, driving's very difficult, I find.
You know all the... Chris, you're really tinkling away there with the Christmas jumper.
There's not much I can do about it.
You know all the other big YouTubers, don't you? You know, like, Zoella and Alfie and all that, right?
Yeah.
Like, does everyone get on as much as they seem to?
Yeah, it's sickening, actually.
Is it?
We actually hang out and don't even film it sometimes just because we like each other.
No, you don't.
Yes, we do.
What, and it's not being filmed? Get out.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes we just do things without technology. It's
you
incredible.
Say that, but when you've all had a drink, I have noticed it, because I've DJed your Christmas party.
Oh, you DJed the YouTuber Christmas party?
Yeah, I DJed these guys' summer party. And genuinely, I was, because I thought the same, I thought there'd be a few arguments or something like that.
No,
you do
we
all
love
really
each
get
other.
On. It was really good fun being involved. But. There comes a point in the evening where you were all just dancing away and it was all good. And then all the cameras came out all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it a good song? A good moment?
Maybe it was, yeah.
Yeah, that must have been like a key moment that everyone thought, got to get this in the vlog.
You've got beef with me.
Louise, yeah, you've got beef. Go, so just do it now.
Right. It was a Christmas party and all I wanted was Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. I asked you at least six times.
I know, you really
more
gnaws
and more
me
drunk.
Off.
Yeah, every 5 seconds I was up there and I'd be like, I want Mariah Carey. And every second you're like, yeah, just a minute. Just until it got to the end, you just ignored me. Mm. I'd taken my shoes off, my bag was on the floor. Ready to go.
When every time we do a gig, there is always that girl who's a little bit too drunk at the front going, I've asked you before. And you were that girl.
Me, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm a mum though, so I've got to, you know, gotta get out when I can.
Exactly.
Yeah. I know, it's totally my fault.
What I enjoy, and I saw this with Alfie recently as well, is like when one of you can't get the internet because you're like in the forest or something, you get really stressed by it.
You have to hotspot from your phone. And
guys, I can't upload. I can't upload the new
vlog. The Wi-Fi here is really slow.
I love that. Like, it was really stressing him out because I think him and Zoe were just like, I don't know, in some log cabin somewhere. He's like, I just need to use the internet.
I've been with Alfie before and we've driven to Milton Keynes Shopping Centre to stand outside the Mac store and use their Wi-Fi.
That's incredible.
We've stood outside with laptops holding them to do it.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Right, in a minute, Sprinkle of Glitter is going to play Innuendo Bingo. Are you ready for it?
Played this before? Have you played it unofficially with anyone? Like, not at Radio 1?
Because Joe's done it before.
Joe took this idea and ran with it with loads of different people.
I thought Joe started it.
No!
Rude! This is the original home of Innuendo Bingo, actually. Okay, we'll play Dua Lipa and then we will do Innuendo Bingo. The Scott Mills Daily. See, Louise, now that you've mentioned All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey, there's loads of people on going, play it.
Yes, play it. Yes, I agree.
It's a good idea.
It actually is, because it's like, it's Christmas now, basically.
Mm. Yeah, it is. We've had Halloween, it's Christmas.
Chris is wearing a Christmas jumper today, if you want to get hop online.
But also a pig outfit.
Oh, wait, it's half pig, half Christmas.
Why? I use this pig hybrid thing quite a lot. It's just good for trousers.
Okay.
And Louise is in a plastic sheeting, which she fashioned herself because she is fashion. Go to the Radio 1 website and you can see this happening right now.
Can you hold your water? Can you hold your nerve? This is Innuendo Bingo.
I've got, like,
nerves. Yeah, things have changed since they made that jingle. You don't really have to hold the water anymore. That's off.
I think the jingle's a tad over the top now, to be honest.
Shall I get some water?
Oh, do you want to change it, do you? Do it yourself.
It just suddenly gets all tense, and there's no.
That's the idea of it, isn't it?
It's a jolly game. Sorry, I'm just grabbing the pig. It's not.
It's weird.
Do you want the music jollier? Is that what you'd like for the new year?
Okay. Maybe.
I'll write that down. So Louise Pentland, Sprinkle of Glitter, is here playing Innuendo Bingo. If you can't watch it now, you can watch it later. We'll get a video up for you. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
Should I put some in now?
Yeah, just fill your cheeks.
Fill as much as you can. And I know that you were... I've just put it on my Snapchat. I know that you were a bit worried about spitting in its face and vice versa. Don't worry about that. That's the game. Yeah. We're all friends here. Already, she's off. Oh.
I'm sorry.
You've got the poshest laugh ever. You've got a posh laugh.
Posh laugh.
It's like the Queen.
More water, please.
What's the Queen laugh?
I don't know. I've never heard a laugh.
Oh, no, fine.
No one has. What is that noise? Okay, here we go. First, we're going to... You're right there, love. Spit it out. Go on. No hands, please. It's got to go in his face. Or the bin. Don't use the bin. No one uses the bin anymore since the 80s. First, let's go over to BBC Local Radio. And it's BBC Radio Leicestershire. And the mid-morning show with Jonathan Lampon. Jonathan Lampon. And here is Jonathan chatting to an etiquette expert. Now, Louise, obviously you're a YouTuber. You love a selfie, right? Have you ever taken a selfie... That's the game. Ooh. Chris, it's like a water feature today. Like, sprinkle of water.
Come on, this is getting this done.
Jonathan Lampon, you love a selfie. Mm-hmm. Have you taken one with one of these?
I hope I'm never living in a society or future generations are living in a society where it's okay to take a selfie with a stiffy.
Call 0116 251 1049.
Ow! Mayday! Mayday, my contact lenses! You spat my contacts out!
I don't know. I actually.
Mayday.
Is this a genuine Mayday?
Yes! Has anyone got any contact fluid?
Has anyone got contact
fluid? Well, I've never heard that before.
Contact fluid for sprinkling.
Oh God, I don't know what to do.
I'm having
to ask the producer's advice.
Do you want me to aim?
Are you okay? Do you want to play
a
song?
Just aim lower. Jesus, that was my eyes.
Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. Do you want me to? What do we do?
I don't know. I've never had this before.
Would you rather have a song?
No, I'm fine now.
We can play a song.
I've recovered now.
I'll aim
a selfie with a stiffy.
Oh, he was talking about a selfie stick there, not a stiffy. Oh. Water, please. This is one of my favourites already. Now we're going to a great clip from this week. And we're going to the Great Barrier Reef on BBC Four. BBC Four are normally music and trains, of course, but what I admire is here they're really trying to pull in some extra viewers.
In summer, Rain Island's the most crowded destination on the Great Barrier Reef. It may look chaotic, but there is some order here. Brown boobies are everywhere.
Louise, why do you have to stand up every time?
Because he's going to spit in my eyes.
No, brown boobies are everywhere.
He won't. You can get him back, you know.
I'm too polite. I can't bring
can't
myself to spit at
you. Can't keep pointing where you want me to spit at you as well. She's
really,
there.
Yeah, here.
Where'd you get the bin?
Oh, sorry.
Great Barrier Reef, of course, home to the brown booby bird, a large seabird from the booby family. Now we're going over to Britain's Ancient Tracks with Tony Robinson. On Channel 4. Now, I wasn't really into history at school, but the presenter, Tony Robinson, obviously really loved it, you can tell. Listen to the level of detail he goes into here. It's quite astonishing.
I love the idea of me looking down upon the enemy, surrounded by my mates, with the sun glittering on our helmets.
Absolutely nothing from Louise there at all. Just a small little spurt from Chris Stark.
The sun glittering on our helmets.
Oh, dear.
Another favourite from this week. You can keep your water there, Louise. Mm-hmm. Over to lunchtime news on ITV.
Everything OK?
Yeah. You're right there, yeah?
Yeah.
A very busy week for American politics. You can reload.
Reload. You're so spitty, aren't you? You just shoot it everywhere, don't you?
Posh laugh.
I laughed at my own! God. You're incredible.
Water, please. Mm-hmm. Very busy week for American politics. Mm. I've watched a lot of the coverage, you know. Now, obviously, between the Republicans and the Democrats, but Penny Marshall here, very liberal, as you're about to hear.
And our correspondent Penny Marshall is now in Florida too, where Donald Trump is due later. Penny, Florida is a key battleground in this race. How tight is it?
It's incredibly tight.
You're my favourite. Now, water please. We're going over to Elegance and Decadence on BBC Four. Now, as we heard earlier on. Han, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, thank you. I feel a bit sick.
Well, that would be a first. Okay. Water then.
Yeah.
BBC Four on a real push.
You're not going to be sick, are you? No? Seriously, no, because I'm sat here. No, we carry on. Right, sorry, we carry on.
Okay, carry on.
Unreasonable question for me to ask.
First she wants contact fluid, then she's like, oh, I'm going to be sick on you. High maintenance. You're not really. Water, please.
It's hard to keep
it. I know.
It is, yeah.
A long game, this, but I'm enjoying it.
Oh, God.
Water? Okay. As we know from earlier on, BBC Four on a real drive at the moment to bring in the viewers.
Squidge, squidge, squidge it in. Right.
You better start, because it's drying out.
Quick.
Let it touch the wood first, so push it down. Push it down hard, really hard.
Are you going to hold still while
I'm going to hold it for you, and then just squeegee it backwards and forwards.
Don't break the neck.
That's perfect.
Ooh, very good.
That's Lucy Worsley and Ivan Day there making urns out of pastelage.
So wet.
I know.
There's a crook neck in there as well, Scott.
There was a crook neck.
It's quite long, isn't it, this game?
Yeah, well, it is with you. Water, please. Now we're going to MasterChef The Professionals on BBC Two. As you know, the judges are so hard to please on that programme. But I'm not sure Greg Wallace is happy with what he's been served up for dessert this time round.
Your tart is a lovely flavour of pistachio frangipane and sharp sweet raspberries. However, you know, I know, that tart is too wet.
Okay, water please.
I can't go on.
Not that much more now, Louise.
I'm going to drown.
Let's go to Autumn Watch on BBC Two. Water please. Now, while Michaela Strachan is doing her piece to camera, fellow presenter Martin Hughes Games has a surefire way of attracting the birds.
We'd like you to send in pictures of birds eating the autumn bounty of berries wherever you are. Send them in by the usual way, by Twitter, Flickr or Facebook. But now, I wonder where Martin's deposited his seed.
One more.
It just starts like flicking it at you.
One more.
Actually sprinkling on me. It was kind of an honour.
That's what they all say.
Oh God.
Oh, sorry guys.
Sprinkle of glitter. One more. Let's go back to BBC local radio, as we so often do. And this time it's Mark Forrest, and he's chatting to a guest all about the best way to clear your leaves during autumn. Oh. Water, please. What about you? But I never realised that cleaning leaves in the autumn could be so much fun.
Vacuums are annoying because you have to keep dropping all the bits out, and raking is about to break your back. So everyone needs to go and get a blower and do a good old blow job.
And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Sprinkle of Glitter, Louise Pentland. Oh, thanks for coming in and getting wet. Thanks, Louise.
Thank you. Thanks.
Lots of fun today. Thank you very much. The Scott Mills Daily. So, good news, everyone. At John Lewis has woken up in America. Poor guy. He gets so many tweets every single year when the Christmas advert comes out.
He's only just woken up, though, hasn't he?
Yeah. So, at John Lewis is a computer science teacher and a father of four from Virginia in America. And he isn't, I can confirm, a large department store.
But you have to assume the department store have wanted that Twitter handle, probably contacted him. So he must have kept hold of it.
Yeah, I mean, he's not giving that up. I mean, they must have been on going, hey, do you mind if we could just take your... No.
No. And he's stuck with it, so why not?
So unfortunately, what with the Juan Lewis advert dropping this morning, is dropping the right word for an advert?
Kind of is, isn't it?
The advert dropped. Sick.
It does become a moment, doesn't it, when that thing appears.
Anyway, the advert dropped, yeah? And he has received hundreds, actually thousands of tweets from you. Not you, but like a lot of people.
Oh, I did
thinking,
tweet him.
No, you didn't. It's making it worse, a poor guy. Well, everyone thinks he's a shop.
He was talking about the American election before, and then obviously he's woken up now and it's Juan Lewis Day for him. He's getting all the messages. He's replying to loads of them. But I messaged him saying...
stop messaging him. You're making it worse.
Hi, Juan Lewis. Actually, I can call him by his name. It's his name. John Lewis. Yeah. How are you? We'd love to talk to you today on Radio 1, if possible. Absolutely no worries if not, though, Chris. Get this, he's replied... Hi, Chris, thanks for the interest, but I'm not doing interviews.
That's incredible.
The old class.
I'm not doing interviews. He's actually really nice. He tweeted about half an hour ago, I want to thank everyone for the hundreds of tweets warning me that I was about to get hundreds of tweets. They're here. And then he puts at Juan Lewis Retail instead. What a nice guy. He even redirects it to the actual shop.
But he does. He replies to so many people there talking about the advert.
More now.
Really enjoying the advert. Great Christmas advert. And he'll reply and thank you.
Oh, bless.
The one from Juan Lewis Retail's good too.
Every year. Bless him. Please don't message him. Thank you. I'd say that because we'll get loads. The Scott Mills Daily. Mills here. Not going so well for me this week on Bangers.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
If you don't know about this, every day I pick a song that I believe to be brilliant. Chris also picks a great song. You need to choose which one gets played.
I don't want to sway things early doors, but I am so desperate for my choice today to be played. Seriously, it's... Oh my God, Scott, it's such a banger.
Okay. 2-1 to Chris at the moment. Is yours really good, isn't it?
It's like, I'll be so disappointed if it doesn't get chosen.
Okay.
It's one of those.
Well, I think it might. I've just seen mine. Ryan is 18 and spends his days listening to us and delivering stuff. All right, Ryan?
Hi, hey, okay.
Yeah, what's in the van? What's in the van?
Marble and granite worktops.
Oh, where are they going?
To the Wirral.
Straight in my basket.
I'm hearing that you're a big fan of the advert that rhymes with the shop with Juan Lewis.
Juan Lewis, yeah, it's great. With the boxer dog on the trampoline, I love it.
Do you love it?
Yeah, I love it.
Not that emo, though, is it? Like, I thought the point was we all meant to have a little cry.
Yeah, I know, yeah, well, if you've got a boxer dog, then I suppose they say it's all good, isn't it?
Do you think the man with the telescope's looking down going, hello?
Hello.
All right, so here's what I've got for you today, Ryan. Here's my banger.
I like it.
You like it? You like it?
Tune.
Yeah.
Karen Hardin, Say Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's looking good.
Yeah, seriously, I was hoping it would be a bit worse than this. Oh, my God, Ryan, I really want you to choose this. This is my choice. I think this is the greatest Avicii song ever made. Seriously, what a tune. It's called Silhouettes. Ooh. It's a little bit older, but okay. It is such a banger. You've just got to trust me with it.
Wow.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm impressed by your choice today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Over to you, Ryan.
It's a hard one, but it's easily made. It's got to be Avicii.
I knew it would be. Chris, you absolutely smashed that, mate.
Sausage.
Absolute banger. I didn't even stand a chance there.
It's massive, that, isn't it?
I'm holding my hands up.
One of those that you haven't heard for a while, but Avicii, old school classic.
That's what this feature is all about.
Karen Harding's been on. Never heard of this song, Chris. Scott, all the way for me. Well, it says Karen.
It's probably Karen Harding. Sorry, Karen, we'll play you again soon, all right, love?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So now we got onto it. Me and Chris are just talking about our first kisses. This could go wrong.
No, but it was fascinating because I think two very different experiences. Well, but also, like, first kiss is lame. We were talking about sort of first, I hate the word, but first, like, proper snog.
Don't say snog.
Well, what else are you going to say?
I just don't like that word. Long kiss.
Long, that's worse. Involved. Isn't Downton.
Involved kiss. The first time I flashed my ankle at somebody.
I'm going to long kiss you.
Would you like a long kiss? Well, so my thing, first one for me was like a little peck.
I love this topic.
It was, can I say the name?
Can do.
Leah Wood from, I know.
And mine.
Yeah, it's just a game of kiss chase. Ho!
Oh, yeah, but I don't think kiss chase should count for this.
Okay, then the first long kiss was Brendan.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Can't remember his second name. Isn't that awkward?
Cole?
Brendan Cole, no.
He's a Strictly dancer, isn't he?
Oh, he is, yeah, but it wasn't him, as far as I can remember.
First kiss for me was an absolute shambles.
Go on, then.
First long kiss.
Come on, I've revealed all.
Yeah, absolute shambles. It was like, I just remember a real clashing of teeth.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that's a classic situation.
Yeah.
But then I'm kind of confused if that was my first long kiss or whether my first long kiss was, in fact, in Destiny in Watford. And
you're a late starter, weren't you?
But it was like something of Attenborough on the dance floor, like the way everyone worked, because it was like, I just mean they could have done a wildlife documentary on it. Because
it was Planet Earth in there.
Because I'd try and dance behind someone, like, to kind of like try and get their attention, and then my dancing would be so unimpressive.
How attractive.
And then you can't have conversation because there's too much music on. I just remember it being a very, very odd experience.
Remember their name? I thought it was bad that I couldn't remember their second name.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Liv.
Hiya.
You're right?
I'm good, thank you.
Tell me everything.
So I was a bit of a late bloomer. I had my first kiss at 18 in a club in Maidstone called Sauce Bar.
Oh, I think I've been there.
What's that one, Scott? Sauce Bar,
yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
I'm 22 now.
22, okay. So, not that long ago.
What kind of club is this?
It's a mixture. It's basically a bit like a function room that they've tried to make into a club. It's tiny.
Okay. Is there an R&B room?
Yeah, there's one of those rooms. There's a cheesy room, but then there's like the outside bit that's a smoking area, but also a room, and it's just,
yeah.
But yeah.
I've probably played there.
I think you have. In fact, I can find out.
Oh, don't say that. Oh, you can get sourced on Fridays. I've just seen it.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay, so you're in sourced.
Yeah. And I met up with my friend who went to a different sixth form, and she went to an all-boys grammar school for sixth form. And she kind of merged the two groups together, and I started dancing with the shortest boy of the lot.
Okay, and this is boys that your friend knows, right?
Yeah. They're in her, like, classes at school.
Yeah, this often happens in a first kiss situation, an extreme height difference.
Yeah, I'd say his lips were about the, like, where my chin is.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit under.
Old school. And,
yeah, so when I was at my school, I had a friend who said, when you have your first kiss, you should write out your mobile phone number in their mouth with your tongue.
Great advice.
What weird advice.
So, like, if you're spelling, like, 078, you're like, and it's like a massive loop just going on in their mouth.
Right. So did you do that?
I think I tried to, but his tongue was very much washing machine situation. I don't think there was much room for my tongue.
Oh, this is too much detail for me at lunchtime.
Why were you trying to do the number thing? Is it trying to communicate the number? So is he trying to memorise the number at the same time, or is this just, like, a technique thing?
Because like, I was like, well, how do... Because I'd never seen ever kiss anyone before. I was like, well, how do the tongues come into it? Do you just kind of do, like, a jabbing motion? Do you do a little, like, worm? And he was like, just spell out your phone number. And I was like, right, okay. But when he was kissing me, I got... His tongue was, like, from just underneath my nose down to my mouth and below my mouth as well on my chin.
Well, yeah, because he was probably trying to tap out his number inside you as well.
Trying to make me memorise it. But he was... dancing after we'd like had a little bit of a breather, and I'm trying to dance with him but also try and wipe my mouth on his shoulder.
Oh, lush. Oh, wow, it all happens in sourced.
Yeah, it's horrible. terrible.
Oh, back to the number technique thing, because I've not heard this one before. It's really tricky to do an 8, Scott.
Yeah, it
try
is.
Try doing 8, 8, 8.
8? Oh, no,
no, you're
sorry.
Not. You go, I can even see you're not doing the full circles. And you're like...
This is awful. So did you spell out the whole number?
No, to be fair, I can't really remember getting beyond at least 4 numbers without being a bit disgusted by the whole situation. But
so you're like, 07958.
Exactly.
Oh, I'm done.
I've got quite a few 5s in my number as well, so you can imagine that's a bit of a
yeah, it's
situation.
Tight bends on 5s, isn't there?
Yeah. But we went back into the main room afterwards, and all of his grammar school friends, you know how they all call each other by their last name, just started chanting his last name at me, and it was just a bit...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it took me a long time to get over that. I didn't have another kiss until university because that just put me off.
Mm. And did you see him again?
Oh, God. Well, I see him sometimes in Sauce Bar when we all go out for, let's go for Sauce Bar for jokes. And I see him and I'm like, this is so awkward.
Mm. He's a resident player there, mm-hmm. is he?
Yeah, and all of his friends, I see them still and they're like, oh, you're the one that got with... And then I obviously won't say his name, but it's just really awkward. I'm now known as that girl.
Right. And have you seen him spell out his number with anyone else?
No, I haven't, but he has got a girlfriend now, but I think she's more on his level.
Excellent. What do you mean? What, height-wise?
Yeah.
Literally, yeah. When did you realise that technique was a bit weird?
Well, I haven't tried it since, so I think I decided there and then that was just not a thing to do ever again.
Would you say that you're confident with kissing now?
Yeah.
You know what to do, right?
Yeah, of course.
This is one of my favourite calls of the actual year. It's such a good subject.
Also, going back to the dude and his mates chanting at him, that used to happen a lot as well. Like, all your mates would be on one side and all her mates would be on the other side. Admittedly, at 18, it seems a bit odd that they're all chanting his name. Was he the only successful person in the group? It was big news for them.
Well, that kind of friendship group, I'd say, were a bit like the dorky ones. They all went to university to do like economics and stuff like that. Right. So maybe he was the first one. I don't know, but it was just... awkward for everyone.
Yeah, we had that with my group of friends, my group of lads. We attached ourselves to a group of girls that were like really different to us, I would say, in the main.
Because you and your mates were the in-betweeners, weren't you?
Yeah, and these girls were lovely, far more intelligent than us, and really could have done way better.
Right.
And I think that was always the point of conflict between us all.
Right. But you get what you can in the situation that you're given, don't you?
They were the only ones willing to throw us a bone, so to speak.
Really good to speak to you, Liv.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. How you doing?
I haven't seen you for ages.
I know, I've missed you guys.
You all right?
It's been a while since I've done this.
Winter months for Danny, isn't it?
Yeah, yes. I'm back now. I'm in the area.
It's a bit like Michael Bublé, but in reverse.
Yeah, you are reverse Bublé.
He only comes out in the summer.
Yeah, and then winter, I'm here with you guys.
I know.
Good.
Do you get bored when you're not like flying to Ibiza every 2 minutes?
No, because I still get to go to amazing places.
What are the ones that hibernate in a box? Is it tortoise?
Hedgehogs.
Yeah.
And tortoises.
Say tortoise again, please.
Tortoise?
No, that's not what you're doing.
Tortoise.
It wrong. Tortoise, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right, though. That is the right animal. Well done.
Yeah.
Chris, that's you. Chris is living the life this week. Tonight, he's got the Watford Christmas lights switch.
No, this is amazing, by
Danny,
the way.
I'm turning on the Christmas lights at Watford. It's going to be the biggest
shopping centre
of my life. Into shopping centre.
Mm-hmm. It's not the actual lights in the town, though, is it?
It's the I think it is, because isn't that the sort of...
No, they're having you on.
No, I think it is. I think that's where the main lights are. No.
Don't ruin the dream, Scott.
Right. Why are you trying to ruin it for the people of Watford?
It's in the shopping centre.
It's lights. The Watford Christmas lights will be turned on by me and some of the Watford Football Club players tonight.
Oh, he's having a great time.
It's the mayor's Christmas tree, isn't it?
Yesterday, Celebrity Mastermind, he filmed.
Look at this.
Specialist subject, me.
Yes. And how many questions did you get? Oh, you can't say.
No, I'm not allowed to say how
it
is.
No.
I imagine he did very well, though.
Wow. Yeah. He really revised for it, I've got to say. Okay, Danny, here are your real or no real facts for today. Yes.
Unconfirmed rumours online have revealed that lots of people voted for Harry Styles in the US election.
Well, unsurprising, really.
But how does it work? So, in the election, did people have to physically write names in?
Was he one of the names on the list?
I thought
on the ballot paper.
Is it not a tick box, or is it like Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, other, and you just write the name in?
I don't think it says.
I don't know.
I think it is that. But then by other, people must have been writing in Harry Styles.
So if enough people
is that what we're saying?
Write their name in.
If enough people wrote that, he would be elected.
That's president. A waste of a vote. I don't think he would.
No, because I don't think he was in the running for it.
No. However, he should. Oh, he can't because not American.
You wouldn't vote for him. No chance.
Well, it'd be fun for a minute.
Well, the recent options, I probably would.
Yeah. What is a Harry Styles election policy, do we think? Mm. Go on, Scott.
I'll have to come back to you.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is good. Who's going to be First Lady, though, eh?
That is a good question.
Good. Okay, so Harry Styles was voted for quite a lot in the US election this week. Can this be true?
I can't believe it, but I'm going to say no real.
I mean, people will be writing other names in the other section, so I'm going to go real.
That one's real.
What? Don't have concrete proof on the actual numbers, how many people, although US ballot papers do have an other section, and you can write whoever you like in there. And lots of directors did write Harry Styles.
Wow.
And next,
Taylor Swift threw fellow pop star Lorde a Taylor Swift-themed 20th birthday party with blonde wigs, red lipstick, and her album 1989 on repeat as the party playlist.
Oh, wow. It's slightly egotistical, that.
And not annoying at all.
No.
I'd quite like
the lady herself.
She's not annoying, is she?
No, she's lovely.
No, but
she's our leader. You can't.
One album on loop, constantly with the whole Taylor Swift theme.
Oh, come on, though, it's a good album,
strong album. I don't know. I mean, surely she put her own album on, wouldn't she?
Danny, would you do this for your birthday? What is the coolest party?
Calvin Harris's album on repeat.
What?
You've been in Calvin Harris's box, I bet.
Not lately.
I bet you have, though, in Vegas or something cool like that.
No, I've not, honestly.
Oh. I bet it's such a tidy box as well. I bet it's like, it's just really
all nice
kind
and
of
neat and like, yeah, and like, right place.
Sometimes you see these setups,
yeah,
right?
And especially the ones in Vegas.
Also, you'll be able to answer me this. Go on. Massive DJs, right? Like yourself. They always just have like one solo bottle of water there.
Mm.
In front of them, and I think it's just to look good in the pictures, because then they take a picture and there's thousands of people in front. Is the real booze just behind?
Just behind on a table, yeah. always. I often do that bottle of water trick, actually.
And do the massive DJs as well have rules written down on the decks, like no drinks, no... Do you know what I mean? Are there rules
no bombing.
Down?
No.
Taylor Swift threw her friend Lorde, part of the squad, a Taylor Swift themed 20th birthday party, real or no real, Danny?
Real.
I think Chris. Too, even for her, too egotistical. I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Yes.
No,
I'm rubbish.
Of course, Taylor Swift did not make the night all about her. She bought balloons, though, and a chocolate cake and wrote her a note on Instagram.
That's enough, right?
Thank you for the music you make, the advice you give, the thoughts you provoke, and the way you've made my life more beautiful since the first day we met up in New York and ate burgers on a park bench and got attacked by squirrels. I love you so much.
Why don't you just text it?
I know, just text, got a number. And finally, on today's Real or No Real.
Former teenage heartthrobs Hanson founded a brewery after they quit the music industry. Their signature beer is called Hops Pale Ale.
Great name.
So this is a band off of the 90s who had a song called Bop. But after they quit, did they make a beer called Hops?
Well, it all went downhill after that song, didn't it? So I can imagine this to be real, to be honest.
I'm just enjoying Bop right now. It's good. It sounds fresh.
Doesn't it, does it?
You know how you would say some songs would sound good even now? Like ahead of their time?
No, it's definitely got a date on it. Hops. Real or not?
Well, I think if the opportunity's there to have that music all ready for the TV advert, I would go with it. So I'm going to go real on this
one. All the royalties. Real.
That one is real.
True.
Yes.
It's based in Oklahoma in the US. Oh, they've only got 1,000 followers on Twitter.
Oh, come on, guys.
I find that about old pop stars, though, because they were around before Twitter was invented. So, like, all their fans have gone. Before the internet was on.
What do you mean? Gone?
Well, like they weren't there because they didn't have Twitter at the time, so they'd never joined them. Like if Hanson were on now, they'd have millions.
Yeah.
But they were before the time.
You do see this with older pop stars. It's, yeah. Yeah. I actually saw it with
a surprising a surprisingly few amount.
So with S Club.
But... yeah. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 30. Danny, you only got 10.
Ah, come on, poor man. I'm rusty, all right? It's been a while.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.